How you doing, wrestling fans? It's Wednesday, February 20th, here on a Wrestling Hot Seat. This is Dominic. Well, we're not going to do the regular report today because I got a very, very special guest with me online here tonight. Today's report for Wednesday. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's the Talk About Wrestler right now. He was throughout all the years anyway. To me, there ever was the living legend himself, Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, how you doing today?
I'm very good, Dominic, and how are you?
Doing very good. I'm glad you had time to get in here with me and do this. I know you've been busy as a one-arm paper hanger doing all the radio shows and all the appearances.
It's been very, very busy between radio. I did three different television stations just in my town here, and radios from all around the country, and newspapers, interviews, and magazine interviews. Yes, it's been busy. I never expected it would get that busy, but it has been, Dominic.
Yep.
So,
well, the big news is you're going into the WWE Hall of Fame, and we wanted this for you so many years ago, for so long, and finally it's happening.
Well, it's finally happening is right. And you know, for those who thought, why did I wait so long? Well, I would hope that they understood my feelings. I felt that certain things had happened to wrestling after I left, after I retired, that I just didn't care for. There was, as we all know, the steroid use and abuse, and the wrestling changed with this much nudity and vulgarity and profanity. And I felt that bothered tremendously, that the game that I'd spent a quarter of a century in, that it turned into, you know, all those different things. And for those reasons, and I became very critical of it, and for those reasons, I would not accept no Hall of Fame, because I felt like I would have been a hypocrite to be critical of their product and then to accept the Hall of Fame. It didn't make sense to me. But about 7 months ago, I guess, Paul Levesque, or better known as Triple H, he contacted me and he wanted to talk to me about it, and he also wanted to explain to me about all the changes that had been made and were being made. And amongst them, when it came to the drug testing program, he mentioned a doctor by the name of Joseph Maroon, who's a world-renowned neurosurgeon. I know him well because he operated on me three different times on my back, because I certainly did a lot of damage to my own body in 25 years of wrestling. But I know him, and he's a man who's got a phenomenal reputation. We've gotten to be friends through the years. And so when Paul Levesque told me about him having the drug program, I contacted him. We had several meetings. And he told me, of course, how strict the program was. But overall, the wellness program, checking people, all the rest of their concussions, and all around great physicals to make sure that they are fit to do what they do. But then as he told me how strict the testing was and so forth, I started looking at it. And it was very obvious to me, because I hadn't watched wrestling in many, many years. I started watching it, and I could see that these guys looked very athletic. They look well, but they don't look like the steroid look that we saw so many of the guys. You remember the Hulk Hogans and even the Billy Grahams and the Ultimate Warriors and so many of these guys. They were all, you know, I mean, it looked ridiculous. It was so obvious that what they were doing, you know. Well, now I don't see that. I look at these guys, they're good athletes, but you don't see those the freakish muscle size and all that kind of stuff. They just look like good athletes. So I was glad to see that. And then as I kept watching, because Paul had told me that they had done a lot of other changes as far as nudity, the vulgarity, the profanity, and I did see that all that stuff now is gone. And I, for several months, I kept watching it. And I saw that there's none of that stuff going on anymore. And Paul Levesque came across as a very honest guy, and a guy who is very sincere, and a guy who convinced me that he loves the business and he wants it to be the best it can possibly be. And so with all that that's happened, I was convinced. I was critical, what I believe it deserved it, but I also wanted to give credit and take my hat off to him for changing things, for becoming, as Paul told me, they wanted to be more family friendly. And I see that now. And for that, I take my hat off to him. And of course, I'm so pleased with everything that's what made me agree to enter the Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, well, we're glad to have you in there. And the other day, I was talking to Franklin when we were kicking around all the names of the great feud you had with Ivan Koloff, Larry Zbyszko, Stan Hansen, Spiro Sarion. You wrestled the Sheik. You wrestled all over Japan with Dominic DiNucci. You were trying to figure out who would induct you in the Hall of Fame, because not too many of the guys that you faced are still with us. A lot of them passed away.
Yeah, that's unfortunately, that's true, and it's very sad, because when I think about some of the greats, and I look back and how many of them are gone, that's kind of sad. But there are still, a bunch of guys that are still around that were great, and I'm so thrilled and happy that I had the opportunity to wrestle all those great. I mean, the first big name I ever wrestled was Gorgeous George back in 1959.
Wow.
And I got to wrestle guys like Hans Schmidt. I got to wrestle guys like Luthes. I got to wrestle the Kowalski, the Jonathans, the Big Bill Millers, the Tanakas. I mean, Bruce Bode, Stan Hansen, Bobby Duncan, Shohei Bob. I mean, I could take hours giving you that list. So I feel very fortunate that I really get to go against the very, very best in the business. And so it's sad that a lot of them are no longer with us. But, but that's life, I guess.
Now, I got a message from one of my loyal callers, Mike in Florida, who read that they were thinking of having Arnold Schwarzenegger induct you into the Hall of Fame. But you're going into a second Hall of Fame where Arnold is going to be.
Yeah, I've been inducted into the International Sports Hall of Fame, which is going to be held in Columbus, Ohio. That's where they have it. And also at the same time, they have the Arnold Classic, as it's called, where they have the Mr. Olympia and all that. And other events, I guess. I'm not sure what they all have. But, yes, Arnold will be there. And I knew Arnold. We became friends in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, when I wrestled in California. I used to train with him at Gold's Gym. And he used to come to the matches. We used to go out to have dinner together. We became pretty good friends. That's before he became a big movie star and governor of California and all that. And so he's going to be there. And I understand from some of the people involved with this International Hall of Fame that Arnold was a bit aware that I was being inducted, and he supposedly said that he was anxious to see me in that. But from that, somebody said that, maybe Arnold will be the guy who's going to induct him. And then some people have turned around and said he is the guy. Well, the reality is that's really not true. I'm not saying that may not happen, because don't know. But what I'm saying is, as of right now, no one has been named. No one at all. Again, just rumor that people start. The internet, there's all kind of rumors, all kind of stuff that a lot of it's true, but so many things that are not true that are there, and it's bothersome to me. But I can assure you and everyone else that at this point, no, we don't know. We have no clue as to who's going to be inducting me.
Yeah. As to the internet believing things and not believing them, they had Mr. Saito as deceased at one point, Paul Orndorff, and then finally I got a hold of these guys, and they said, we're very much alive. We don't even know where that started.
Well, that's unfortunate with the internet, because anybody can print anything. Yep. Anybody can just go ahead and do that. There have been people who have pretended to be me and said things on the internet which are absolutely ridiculous and not true, and I kind of resent that.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Bruno, a little Italian like we used to do in the old days.
Tutti voi cari italiani, voglio dire che per me è un onore andare a questo qui Hall of Fame quest'anno, e specialmente che a Madison Square Garden, dove io ho lottato più di 200 volte. So, per me è un grande onore per questa sera, spero che tutti voi cari italiani abbiano l'opportunità di guardarlo, questo programma che si vede anche su televisione.
Beautiful. The whole, you mentioned Madison Square Garden is where it's all going to take place. The house that Bruno built.
I don't know if it's the house that Bruno built.
It is. Believe me. All the sellouts you did in a row.
Well, but there was a thrill. The garden was special. There's, you know, anywhere you go around the world, there are arenas in this country that are beautiful arenas. And they're even bigger in a garden. But when you go around the world, that's the one magic name is Madison Square Garden. Everybody knows Madison Square Garden no matter where you go. And when you had line in Madison Square Garden, as I did, it was very fortunate for me because whether I went to Australia, whether I went to Japan, South America, wherever I went, you were always the headliner because the people knew you from being a main eventer in Madison Square Garden. So the garden was very special to me, really was.
We even talked on the hotline here about a DVD set. At least one match of each guy that you've wrestled throughout your career would be something for the ages. What a collection that would be.
Well, I think WWF such plans. I think that they are going to do some DVDs of me and some of my best matches. And I don't know if they all have in mind, but from what I understand, they have quite a few ideas, you know, that will come out, you know, DVDs, maybe video game or stuff like that, and some maybe some other merchandising, you know, like another doll or something. I don't know what's all going to happen, but there will be things coming out.
Ah, definitely, and people will be buying them. People will be buying them. You know, I even told Frank Amato, why don't you induct Bruno into the Hall of Fame? You were the photographer that put his pictures in all the magazines and did all the articles and stuff. So he says, I don't think I'm well known enough to put Bruno in the Hall of Fame.
Well,
although it would be an honor.
Yeah, indeed, and I'd like it, you know, of course. But WWE, as Paul Levesque told me, they would like someone who is famous, you know, somebody worldly, somebody that's known worldwide.
Right.
And so, you know, but like I say, nothing has been decided yet, nothing at all. So who knows? Now that everything else has been settled, this will come into a discussion, and I think that the right thing will be done as far as who's proper to do this. So,
have you spoken to Angel Tivoli lately?
No, not for a long time. I have not.
I think he's the oldest living former wrestler out there. I think he just turned 98 or 97.
That's amazing. Well, you know, Angelo was a good wrestler. He was a very good guy, and he took care of himself. He never abused himself in any way. He was not a solid smoker or drinker. I mean, he'd have a glass of wine. He would have a beer. He would have a cigar once in a while to keep awake when he was driving on the road for all those hours.
Yeah.
But he never had any bad habits. I mean, he was not a big smoker. He was not a drinker.
Smoke, Bruno?
No, only a cigar maybe when somebody was having a cigar dinner or a baby was born or gave me a cigar, but I was never a smoker. I never smoked in my life, no.
A lot of pictures you see of Vince McMahon Sr., he's always got a cigarette in his hand back in the day.
Well, Vince used to smoke a lot, but I think then later years, he finally gave them up.
Oh, okay.
But back in those days, most people smoked. You know, I don't think back then everybody knew the dangers of smoking, you know.
And you still jog and you still lift weights?
Yeah, I go do 3 days a week. I do road work, and 3 days a week I go down my little gym and work out with the weights.
And how many miles do you run with the road work?
The road work I do between 4 and 5 miles, never less than 4 miles. But sometimes, you know, I'll do 5 miles. I just looked at 4 or 5 miles a session.
I don't know how you would. I take a car service to the mailbox.
Well, I have to keep, you know, I used to be 270, 275. Then when I broke my neck, I dropped down to 250. And then when I retired, after I went back into wrestling, I maintained that 250. But after I retired, I started running more seriously and watching my diet more carefully. And now I fluctuate between 215 and 220. In order for me to keep this weight, I have to watch my diet, and I have to do road work and stuff. Otherwise, I tend to gain weight too easily, and I don't want to do that at this stage of my life.
And you're always eating healthy.
I try to eat healthy. Yeah, you know, when you get to be my age, I'm 77 years old.
You have to
be careful. You have to watch, you know.
Yeah. Still love all your Italian food, though.
I do, but I can't eat, like, pasta every day, that's for sure. But
I could believe that.
Pardon?
I could eat pasta every day.
Oh, I could too, but I eat it once a week.
Yeah.
Once a week, I satisfy myself with a big dish of pasta.
I love it.
Yeah.
When are you coming to Queens, Bruno? I want to get you in a place that I go where they have the wrestlers come, Royal Collectibles on Metropolitan Avenue. That would be fantastic for you to come this way.
I'd love to, but right now I have no idea. You know, as far as my, you know, engagements, where I'll be going or what or. But I will be doing a little bit of traveling as things progress, you know.
I think one of the last pictures I saw on one of the websites was with you and Tony Marino and Ivan Koloff outside some building.
Yes.
In